Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy, ahoy.
What's
Hello.
Up?
Oh, you know. How are you guys?
I'm doing great.
Bro.
Mike's over there.
Being all Mikey.
Being all...
Well,
Mike.
He's sweaty again. There was another hot ping pong match.
Who's he playing this time?
Oh, one of the sales bros.
Oh, he's playing Alex.
Yeah.
Is Alex good?
I don't know. I have no concept of what is or isn't good in ping pong. It's not something that I'm particularly interested in. What, like a quick Super Bowl party every now and then, like you end up playing, but I just don't, that doesn't appeal to me. So I have no idea if Mike's good. I don't know if any of the sales bros are good. I've heard you're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm good. Mike's good. Yeah. Luke's good. Is Alex good, Mike?
Alex is getting there. He was he was rough in the beginning, but he's gotten to the point now where he's really competitive.
He's really working on his game.
A little pat
know?
On the head there.
Yeah. It's like,
I think he said
it's adorable.
You know, he's a good little player.
Yeah, good little player. Good nothing little, to be ashamed about.
That little guy there.
Mike's just frothing right now.
I feel pretty good. I'm not as sweaty as I normally am after
really?
Ping pong. Oh, yeah.
You got that Christopher Reeve sweat curl going on right now.
Oh, that I know.
I love this sweat
My
curl.
Hair is a bit of a mess, but that's okay.
I don't necessarily have that, but you know.
Yeah, because you don't have any hair.
No. The beard can get a little drippy, but that's about it. There's not a... I need like a headband if I start sweating. Otherwise, there's going to be a pool below me.
Do you think that Mike burnt a few calories out there with some hot pong?
Anytime Alex? You're sweating, right? I'm assuming that you're you're getting the heart rate up a little bit.
little mini extra something.
That's one of those games that I have nothing against ping pong. I mean, it seems...
It's a cool game.
It seems fun enough. I just have never... I've just never had the urge to want to play it.
Here's what I think about ping pong. Okay.
What do you got?
And I think that you're part and parcel with most people.
Okay.
That if you never have a ping pong table around you on a daily or somewhat regular basis, you will never play ping pong.
No. I'm certainly not going to search it out.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's not something that, like, some people may just go play golf. Like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try golf. Yeah. Didn't grow up on a golf course. Don't have anybody in my family that plays golf. You know, I'm going to try golf or whatever. Pong, you either have had a time in your life where there was a table, whether it be a kid, a college for me.
Yeah, a frat house or something.
Yeah, this was just a house we all, bunch of guys lived in, and we played pong religiously. And once you do that, so you're either one or the other. You're in one pool or the other pool. Mm-hmm. If you've never been exposed to it, you're never going to play it, and you're like, whatever, totally understand that. But in the other pool, if you have spent any time around a ping pong table on a regular basis.
You get the hooks?
You love ping pong.
Hmm.
Yes, absolutely. It is so fun.
Interesting.
It's a great game.
Huh. See, I kind of feel that way maybe a bit about pool. I like, even though
that is a very similar game.
Similar.
If you
thing,
didn't grow up with a pool table, you would have really no reason to play it.
But I didn't grow up. I didn't grow up with one. But if there is a pool table around, and I'm average at best,
I like a little pool, but
that I will gravitate to, and I will. If we had a pool table here, I would probably play that anytime I had free time at the office. But the ping pong thing doesn't pull me in like pool does.
Yeah, I have a hot take about this.
What do you got?
And now, see, this is where we differ. Pool to me is overrated.
Really?
Ping pong is underrated, but they are very similar. It's just that pool is way more popular than ping pong. But I believe, at least in this country. Some countries it's not.
Mm-hmm. You go over to like Europe.
Yeah.
Snooker, they mostly play snooker, but
Yeah, but go to Asia, ping pong.
Yeah, ping pong's a huge deal. But like darts, when I was living in the UK for whatever it was, the 6 or 8 months, darts and pool were everywhere. Like you had...
Well, bar games, yeah.
Yeah, you had to play. And maybe that's what it was, is I just spent too much...
Well, they go with their pints.
Right, yeah, I spent too much time in bars, or not enough, and you just naturally... Like you play darts and you play pool, because both of those will rope me in, but pong never does, as you like to call it.
Well, I love it.
Well, now I kind of feel like maybe I should give ping pong a whirl.
You should. You have a table back
there. Yeah, there is access to it. Yeah. I just...
Give it a whirl.
I see Sweaty Mike over there, and I've just never been like, hey, I should get over there and
I've asked you if you wanted to play, and you just say, nope.
Yeah, just...
I've retired.
Because Mike he gets so angry.
Mike asked me if I want to play, and I'm like, no.
Rob gets angry?
I have never... Yeah. Out of all the people I played with here, the angriest is Isaac Rob.
I get really frustrated.
Really?
Like to a point of, I've never seen him that angry.
Well, because I'm not playing the way I can't do the things I used to, and therefore I don't want to play.
Yeah, you've got the...
And it makes me so mad.
You've got Pong ED.
No, see,
it's just not working.
It's not getting up.
No, the paddle just isn't there.
This is true. I have a buddy that played golf in college, mm-hmm. and he's like that with golf now. He's like, dude, I can't even hit the ball the way I used to. Why would I play that? And I understand that in some ways, and I have that with ping pong. I don't have that with other things. Like tennis, I used to play tennis in high school, and I went out and hit tennis balls the other night. Got a little frustrating because I hadn't been playing, but it's just fun to beat the ball around, you know? But with ping pong, I want no part of it.
Rob either wants prime pong, Rob.
That's right.
Or not at all.
I am retired.
Huh.
And because I make too many unforced errors. It pisses me off.
I didn't know that. I don't know if I've ever really seen you get... frustrated. You're like a walking joint. You're just mellow.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated that the thing that charges you up is ping pong.
No, the thing that charges me up is making mistakes in ping pong.
Interesting.
And I do it all the time.
Well, that's because you don't play a lot of ping pong.
All you have to do is get the ball back.
Yeah.
Let the other guy screw up.
Yeah.
This is what everybody's... Luke, that's... Mike, is that not your strategy? Luke's strategy?
Yeah, ping pong is not a game of winning points yourself. It's having them lose points
for
you.
That's right. And I'm the king of falling into that trap. And so, therefore, I will not play. You will not get me out.
You're doing a Seinfeld? I choose not to run. I choose not to pong. It's not doing it. And now you just leave it to, like, legendary status. People are like, hey, Rob's good. Well, you may never know because he's not going
to
play.
That's right.
Well... The best thing to do if he wanted to leave it legendary was to not try to play when the table was here after we'd been playing for a year, because he lost like a ton, and that's why he gets so frustrated.
Yeah, I keep it close, but I lose.
Now there's a shame stain
because I screw it up.
If you came like by and were like, look, I'm a legendary pong player, but I'm never going to play, we'd all think you were a legend.
Well,
or a bitch.
I'm just going to start telling everyone that I'm great, and I don't
can't
want to
say that I'm a
you.
Legend because Jason Quick.
Yeah, Quick's good.
He kicks my ass. Yeah. And like even at peak me, he kicks me. Like he's another level of good.
Well, he's got a table
he's
down
really
below
good.
And he like practices. And
yeah, so I would never say legend, but I would say I could beat all these schmucks here. There was a day. But that day is long gone.
All right. So, well, who had hot pong talk
on
the bingo card? Well, it does get brought up because of Sweaty Beefcake Mike. And by the way, someone's in saying Sweaty Pong Mike. Very sexy. He does have that.
Are you looking through the window at me right now? Because thank you.
It's possible. Well, we do get people that walk by and, they're like, hey, do you notice me? And you're like, yeah, don't be creepy. You've never had that?
They say, do you notice me?
Yeah, people would be like, hey, we walk by every day. Do you notice? And then you're just like, sure, I guess.
We had for the baseball show last week, someone went out and took a picture behind us, but it was pitch black because it was nighttime. So we didn't see them. And then they tweeted the picture to the fan and you can just see us talking and they're just like making a goofy pose outside. And I'm like, well,
whoa.
I 1,000,000% did not see that because it was dark outside.
Someone came by and flashed us once and we saw that.
Yep.
That
Daria showed us her up tops one time.
Yeah, thank you, by the way.
In the... Well, you didn't see it. It was in this window behind you.
I was talking about the...
For me.
It was just for you.
Apparently.
Just for you. Well, yeah, my back's turned. But yeah, if you are going to walk by, you know, that's appreciative. Thank you.
Yeah, we had that too. Yeah, we had a couple of those things.
It happens once in a while.
It's kind of like when you're walking. You know, like I walk now. By the way, I saw my man again. Raiders shirt again today.
Yeah, doubling up.
Yeah. I was like, hey, they won again. He just gave me the thumbs up and walked right by. Like, all right. Well, anyway, what was I going to tell you?
It's like walking.
It's like you're walking on a trail.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times when you're a creepy old guy, and I know this well, women look at you like you're going to do something bad to them.
Welcome to every day of my adult life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm in that category now.
Join the club.
So I often go out of my way to avoid them just to make them feel comfortable.
It's
because it's hard to walk. So there's a girl today.
Yeah.
She was on this. It's a very thin, tiny trail up in the the beautiful hills of Southwest Portland.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason. Yeah. I mean, beautiful. I mean, it was a gorgeous day.
Clearly.
And I'm just strolling along.
The Beverly Hills of Portland.
Minding my own business.
There's only like a homeless camp on every other corner.
And here comes a woman with her little dog. And I brisk walk, you know. You know, I got my little 5-pound weights.
Power walking. Wearing some joggers.
And I was coming up on her pretty fast, and she did not know it. And so I made a point to stop and go around once there was a way to do that.
So are you having to adjust to this? Does it bother you that you're now viewed as a predator?
It doesn't bother It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. It does a little bit, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't bother me. I get it. Mm-hmm. I just think that sometimes it's like, just relax a little bit, you know? Like,
wait till I'm telling you, man.
I don't want to say that that's not a thing, because of course that's a thing, and there are a bunch of creeps that ruin it for all us other really nice guys.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're not all creepos. Like, ladies, calm down a little bit.
I have just accepted now. Look.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think the ladies can calm down.
No. Is that rude?
They always have to be on guard.
Yeah, it's you're.
They don't know me from Johnny. Yeah,
you're
from
out
Mike.
In left field, because I used to feel that same way.
Just calm down.
I used to think that all the time, and I've just accepted now that it is what it is.
Just a little grab.
You're very. you're well within your rights to think that I look like I'm going to do something. And as much as it hurts, I've just accepted it. So I'm with you, though. If I'm walking on the sidewalk and I see a lady coming, I usually just go to the other side, because I know that it's better off that way.
Yeah.
This weekend, I took my son up to school, and you know, they gave you like these, like kind of trash bins that you can put your stuff in, like the bit, like what you would, you know, carry out like big garbage in, and you could put your stuff in there and then wheel it up. So I was wheeling the stuff up for my kid, and then I said, okay, you unpack, I'll go down to the car and I'll get the rest. So I go down and I'm heading back, and there's just two elevators, and there's two girls waiting to get on the elevator. And so again, I went way back,
uh-oh,
you know, gave them as much space as humanly possible.
But you're supposed to go first.
Well, but they were already there. So I just kind of wheeled back, and then the door opened. And they were both kind of looking over their shoulder, and they just were kind of staring at me and not going into the elevator.
Yeah, they want you in there first?
Yes, they want me in there first. And so I waited for them to step aside, and then I went in. And when I went in and turned around, and granted, they were there way before me. They're the ones that had pressed the button. And I got into the way back, put the cart between me and them, and they still just looked at me and waited for the door to close, and then got on the next one. And I just was like, and that used to bother me. That used to be like, really? Like, what am I going to do? I'm checking my kid in.
Well, wait
a minute. There's not some sort of great ruse here. There's people everywhere. Like, that's ridiculous. But I've just accepted the fact that I look like I'm going to do something bad, and you can't take it personally. You just accept it, and I now laugh and move on, and I'm sorry that I make you feel uncomfortable with my presence in an elevator.
Might I offer an alternative reality here?
What do you got?
You know, because they pegged you as a creep.
Yes.
They let the elevator shut and took the next one.
Yes.
Could that not incite said creep to now be like, oh, you son of a bitch, bitches, you sons of bitches, I will come get you now.
Would it be extra creepy?
Then the guy, the creepo, would seek them out, because whereas otherwise he would be like, I don't know, I got a 1:30, not today, you know? So you could actually do more harm than good, is what I'm saying, by doing that. Now, I heard there was somebody on social media was talking about this once a long time ago, and I remember this because I was like, oh, I didn't ever think of it this way, and that's a good thing to think about.
Yeah.
And she was talking about the elevator, mm-hmm, and she made the point that she said, little known fact, most men have no idea that we want you to go in the elevator first, because they don't want you following. Like, it's polite for us to say ladies first.
Yes.
Go ahead and go in there. But they don't want that.
Yeah,
she is saying they want you guys to go first, and they'll choose whether or not they want to go in or not, or where they can stand.
So the
or
back isn't turned. I get
exactly
that.
Exactly. Like, you're following them. They hate that. Even though we think it's the polite thing to do.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that's a good little life bit that I'll use moving forward, which I try to use that moving forward.
Yeah, I get it.
Although it does oftentimes feel rude when I do it, right? Because let's say a hot and you are waiting for the elevator at the same time, same spot, and the door opens and you go first. I think that's good for her. At the same time, you think, oh my God, how rude.
Yeah.
Because we're conditioned ladies first.
Well, especially when you get
there. So what do you want, ladies? Ladies, what do you want?
You want to just take a different elevator than me, and that's fine. I'm perfectly okay. I have become aware of this over the years, and now I do not take it. I don't take it personally, but it happens to me every day. And I'm glad now that you, your old age,
I get it all the time,
have now joined me in the you look suspicious and you look like a predator.
The thing is, I didn't used to get it, and you probably didn't either. You know, and you're younger.
No.
You know, you get the looks like, hey.
Yeah, I've always got
what you got going on? And now it's just like, oh God.
Yeah.
Who's this?
It's just, I just understand that I make people uncomfortable.
It's hard for white guys.
Well, I told you. I mean, the best one I have is the ATM, where there are two people out there that have a story that I almost murdered and robbed them at an ATM when all I did was catch the door before it shut.
Right.
And I fleed. I had no choice.
This is what I'm talking about with people. God, calm down.
I
get it, but I also just like Jesus.
I had someone literally go into the fetal position and cover their head as if blows were about to get rained down upon. There's nothing in that moment, there's nothing I can do that was going to calm that situation down. I just had to run. But then it made me feel horrible because then I'm like, I'm confirming to them that indeed I was going to do something. There are two people out there that 100% believe that they were about to have something evil befall them, when in reality, I was just trying to get some cash. Yeah. I was just trying to get some cash.
And there's no way for you to say that.
No.
Because
you're
only going to make, the second you open your mouth, you only make it worse.
Yes.
Like, no, I'm not.
And if you don't know that story.
I'm not into rape.
Yeah, exactly. It was a number of years ago. My buddy lets me out of the car, and I'm like, hey, let me grab some cash. And it was at one of those ATMs in downtown. We have to put your card in to open the door. Right? Mm.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Yeah, like you swipe the card and then that lets you have access to the room with the ATMs. And someone had gone in and the door was shutting. And so I jogged like 5 feet. That way I could grab the door before it closed. So I, didn't have to swipe the thing. And so I grabbed the door and opened it. And the person that had gone in before me literally went into a fetal position and screamed. And then there was another lady at the, because there was like two ATMs, and there was another lady at the ATM, and all she saw when she turned around was a lady squatting down, yelling, me holding the door, and then she started yelling, and at that point, you explained to me how I was supposed to calm that situation down.
Maybe crack a joke?
There's no way. There's nothing I could do.
You got any good dad jokes?
No, and I turned and I ran. And so those two women, the one woman probably thinks the other one's a hero. She's like, oh my God, you scared that guy off. I'm sure the police were called. All I did was run. And I chased my buddy down and was like, just drive, man. Just drive. I just please leave.
Okay. Here, this raises another question, which we're already, we got to go, but, how would women, maybe we need to have a women only call segment at some point here soon about how you size up the creep factor in a guy, do you just assume we're all awful and going to try to do something inappropriate, or is there a sliding scale? And what is on that scale?
I think the key to not,
do you look at our shoes?
I think the key to not being creepy is to be really, really good looking. But the problem I'm not really, really good looking.
Well, neither am I.
And then I look like, I look
are
like
pleasantries. Like if we are overly nice, like just normal and nice. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nice boots or something like that. What, would that be better? What do we need to do? How do we decrease our creep factor, ladies?
Yeah. I've asked this question multiple times to women. How could I have better had that situation? And the only thing that people say is you can't open the door. Like I should have waited to walk in until they were done, But in your mind, when you don't think of yourself as that, you just, I'm just trying to get some cash. You don't, you can't process that. So it's a brave new world out there, man. You just
fascinating.
Welcome to the world of being creepy.
Thank you.
Come into my world.
It's
now.
Been, I mean, it's been this way. It's not just an overnight thing.
Yeah.
It's been this way, but you know, as you get older and fatter and grayer,
welcome to the club.
I saw some guy at the golf course the other day. He's like, Rob? Like, just don't even say it. Shut up.
Yeah. Sorry.
Doing great. How are you? All right. Well, you guys ready to party?
Let's.
We've got Mike over there. He's sweaty and sexy. Big Sooks here. It's a Monday show.
It is. We can talk about the great weekend of college football.
Well, it is against my better judgment to start with college, but that's where we're going to start.
Yeah. Can we talk about the second best team in the Pac-12?
Ooh. BYU?
BYU. Crunch drop!
Well, they're in the Big 12. Idiot.
They own the Pac-12. The third best team is Fresno State. It's Oregon, Fresno State, and BYU.
And then San Diego State.
Three
after that.
Best teams in the Pac-12. Right?
Didn't San Diego State beat Utah?
Yeah, San Diego State beat Utah.
And Arizona.
Yeah.
So the top of the top four teams in the Pac-12, yeah. Only one of them is in the Pac-12.
Yes, and that's Oregon.
Things are going great.
Yeah, just out of sight.
It is 321. On the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we've got a poll question up there for you today. It's on our website, 1080thefan.com, which can be found conveniently at 1080thefan.com. It is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business, helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. We've got through everything there. So you ready for it?
Yes.
I did college today.
I'm ready to vote hard.
I debated a lot of NFL, but...
Well, the NFL was 1,000 times better than the college football weekend.
Not even close.
We told you, by the way, that this, if you had like you had to put some coins in the bank, this was a good weekend to do it. It just wasn't.
I did that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I was
out at the coast.
I was taking my kid to school, but it just wasn't a whole lot that was worthwhile. Even the stuff that I taped, dude, I watched on fast forward a ton. And fun little note, Ellensburg, which is like 4 hours away, you can get the fan in Ellensburg. Now, it's mixed with Spanish radio, but you can pick it up.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
You mean like on the AM signal?
Yes. I was driving through, and we were just pulling into town. And, you know, you're like, you're scanning through. And so it scanned through, and it went to 1080, and I heard the Duck game, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, I've got the Duck game, but then in the background, it was like, Mah! You had like a mariachi band going on, and so you could get the two signals, but I could hear Georgie fairly clear all the way up in Ellensburg.
Don't you think our show would be great with the mariachi band in the background?
Look, I'm not going to lie. It added a little flair to the Oregon game that I kind of appreciated. I was like, hey, look at that. Kind of blew me away, though, that
new idea
that you can get us up there.
Fun new idea.
Yeah.
Well, you can get us anywhere with the app and
but
all that.
This was just on
I mean, is that even a thing anymore? Signal strength? Like, who cares? Just download our app.
Yeah, there you go. But you I'm know? Just telling you, the signal does reach all the way out
so
there.
So your son will be able to not listen to you.
Yes.
While he's in college.
Not listen to us with a mariachi band in the background.
Yeah. All right, well, do you expect, so I went back and forth, but I'm going to go with college because I was doing my research. So I was out at the coast,
yeah.
And my wife even said to me, she goes, do you need to watch any games? No, honey. I am all yours this weekend.
Oh, good for you.
And then, of course, I got the proverbial this morning. I had so much fun this weekend from her, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at you.
Dude, I'm good for the year. she said, do you need to watch games? I said, no. So I didn't see a whole lot of stuff, but I did catch up, okay? So yeah. I'm just going to tell you where I'm coming from today.
Okay.
Do you expect... So I was researching what happened in the Pac-12.
Yes.
And boy, was I disappointed in what happened in the Pac-12.
Probably should be.
So then I got to thinking, well, wait a minute. Now you sort of expect Oregon to make the playoff, and how bad would it be if they don't? Because the Pac-12 sucks so bad, and they've already won their biggest game.
Well, and
they're clearly the best team.
Well, and they say, just the analytics tell you that it's the easiest schedule.
That's what I mean.
In the Power Five going ahead.
That's what I'm
ahead.
Saying. Like, basically, they're the new Clemson.
Pretty much.
Do you expect Oregon to make the college football playoff? Must you expect it? Yes. Have you watched the Pac-12? Or no, they'll blow it. Only two options for you. Vote. At 1080thefan.com.
I will vote yes, because I do think that you've got a mulligan as well. I think you can lose a game and still make it. So I think Oregon has to lose twice or lose in the, you know, the Pac-12 title game. I certainly wouldn't be surprised if Oregon loses, but they should be significant favorites. Again, with the exception of maybe UCLA, I think they're going to be double-digit favorites over everyone they play. Now, I'll throw in this caveat. I expect it, but if you play the way you did against Fresno or the first half against Stony Brook, and look, I get it. You big win against Ohio State. You're banged up.
Letdown game.
Yeah, it's a letdown game, and it was close for a little bit. And you won 48-7. But if you play, I'm going to take more of the Fresno. If
they won by 41. Do you know what the spread was?
There was no official spread because you couldn't gamble on it. But they said if there were to be a spread, I think it was 42 or 42 and a half.
That's not true. There was a spread because a friend of mine texted me on the way down to the game. And she was unfamiliar with sports betting. She's like, hey, we want to bet on the game. And I'm like, well, here's the bad news. You can't.
Yeah.
But she had it pulled up on an app. And she goes, she's like so novice. She's like, what does this mean?
Oh, and there
and
was.
And she showed me the Oregon Stony Brook
line.
And it was 41.
Oh, because we looked and we could not find one last
week.
Now,
I don't know what app that was. But I'm like, that's not, you can't use that app in Oregon.
Yeah. Because the projected line we saw was 42, I think, when we were talking about this yesterday. And ended up being 40. Vegas knows.
It was 41, and they won by 41.
Vegas knows.
I mean, fella, come on.
If Oregon plays the way they did against Fresno in the first half against Stony Brook, there is a real good chance that they'll get nicked somewhere along the way. I think in the history of the Pac-12, no one has gone undefeated in a 9-game schedule, and it's only been done a handful of times in a 9-game schedule in any conference. So it is hard. Like, you are going to have these games where you are not up. You're not as focused. You get injuries for whatever reason. You know, you just don't play a very good game, and someone's going to jump up and bite you in the ass. So I still don't think Oregon goes undefeated. I think they stubbed their toe, but because that went over Ohio State, I think they've got that mulligan. So I'm going to say Oregon loses a game somewhere along the way, still ends up in the college football playoff, because for the most part with the Pac-12, they should be able to overwhelm people. Because the Pac-12 right now just isn't good.
Yeah, it just kind of feels like Oregon has to make it now because the league is so bad.
Yes.
It's opening up. And then you look at, you know, you've already won your toughest game. And then you look at the other schools like Oklahoma struggling and Clemson struggling,
yep,
and Ohio State still struggling. You're like, oh,
why not?
It doesn't get any easier.
No.
And then what does it say if they can't make it? Like Clemson always went that route. Not to say Clemson's not legit, but they, you know, they went that route, the crappy ass ACC, right?
Yeah.
And they were the only team in it, and they just, I mean, they just hammer them.
Yeah, but every year.
But if Oregon gets that road and doesn't make it, what does that say? Well, I'm just saying, there's a lot of pressure on them now at this point. Everybody's kind of like, I mean, nationally, the narrative now is kind of like, well, Oregon should make it.
Well, you blow a layup then. I mean, that's the equivalent, because everything you want is laid out before you. And if you can't close it out at this point, again, it's the equivalent of you're playing pickup hoops and you end up cherry picking down there. Someone throws you the ball and you're like all by yourself and you miss the first layup and you panic and you miss the second one and then everyone comes running down. Oregon shouldn't lose two games. I don't know if Oregon should lose a game going forward.
They'll lose one.
But that's kind of my thing.
They're not going to go undefeated.
I think somewhere along the way they will lose focus and someone will clip their wings. And as good as Clemson has been the last handful of years, you know, there is always a game or two where, you know, Syracuse one year or, you know, someone, North Carolina State pushes them to the brink and you have to find a way to survive. And I think the Fresno game is a little bit like that. Fresno State for 3.5 quarters was better than Oregon. They were the better team, and I think they outplayed Oregon in that game, but Oregon found a way, whereas UCLA didn't. UCLA gacked that game away and allowed Fresno State two drives, you know, of 70 yards, one of them with like 56 seconds left in a timeout. UCLA didn't make the plays. Oregon did. I mean, I really was watching that game in the fourth quarter. I was like, Fresno's going to win this. They are the better team. And Oregon found a way to survive in advance. And I think those are where special seasons come in, where you are good enough to, even when you don't bring your A game, you find a way to survive in advance. And you had that against Fresno, and I'm assuming there's going to be one or two other games where Oregon has to do that. And hopefully they can, because that's the difference between a good and a great season.
All right, let's look at what happened in the Pac-12 and around the country in college football. Next, here's Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Montana Tech guy is in.
What's Montana Tech got to say?
Well, he's upset with you. He said, you know, maybe think twice about bashing them because they won 31-29 against Rocky Mountain College, program defining win.
I think that's where Dusty started. I think it was Montana Tech, but it might be like Southwestern. It was a small school in Montana. And so the two schools that I use now, whenever I'm referring to, unfortunately, a road apple, it's either Tallahassee JUCO or Montana Tech.
Hey,
so I'm sorry.
Montana Tech guy took offense.
I am sorry, Montana Tech. The Miners, the Cowboys, the,
you know what you should use?
Wildcats.
Use Bishop Sycamore.
Bishop Sycamore?
Use that.
Okay.
Because that, I mean, who's going to defend them?
Yeah, but that's high school. That's not college.
I know, but people know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's the idea of...
I kind of like Montana Tech has a nice ring to it, right? Like, who are you playing this weekend? Oh, God, I don't know. Montana Tech or somebody. It flows off the tongue, whereas Bishop Sycamore, I don't like it. I'm open to, I will find a new one. If Montana Tech guy doesn't like it.
He doesn't.
I need a new one. Cause I've got Tallahassee JUCO for the East guys. find me a new insignificant team on the Western side of things, and I will replace it with Montana Tech.
They have to be out West?
Yeah. Like I said, I like to balance it out a little bit. I got Florida in the East covered.
How about
I need someone, like west of the Mississippi.
Okay, well, I'm looking here. Remember, we did this last week, but yeah, I pulled it back up.
Insignificant teams.
FCS win-loss records.
Yeah.
The worst is Houston Baptist. You could go with Dixie State, but that would not be...
Nah, I need something out here, man.
Oh, no, they're in Utah.
Oh, yeah, Dixie College.
Go with them. They're Dixie State.
Nah, but again, that you're going to assume that... Wait. That... give me something in the Dakotas. Give me something in Wyoming.
Wait, you said west of the Mississippi.
I know.
That's west of the... But Dixie State.
Dixie State sounds like somewhere in the South. And they may have some athletes. Some kids that got kicked out of Alabama. It's not going to work.
Where's Incarnate Word?
Incarnate Word.
Yeah, Texas.
Isn't that in Texas?
Yeah, I think it's Texas.
Wow.
Isn't that where like David Robinson went or something like that? Wasn't there like a famous basketball player that went to Incarnate Word?
David Robinson went to Navy.
Well, yes, that's right. But there is a famous person, basketball player, who went to Incarnate Word.
Incarnate Word.
I tell you what, man, if you look at the bottom, let's go bottom 17 FCS schools all time, none of them are out West.
Oh.
Besides Dixie State, which you refuse to use.
Yeah, I'm not going to use it. I don't like it.
Next in line, then, if you want West, would be Sacramento State.
Someone just said Washington. Well played, Twitter, or I guess the text program. Well played.
Hey, they won.
They did.
They dropped 52 on Arkansas State.
I know. The offense,
they can't be stopped.
The offense came roaring back. Hey, look, I took the points, man. I thought, I figured, what the hell? I'll take a flyer. Can't score on anyone, but I guess you can score on Arkansas State.
Well, five Pac-12 teams were upset.
Yeah.
Were favored and lost.
It's not good.
David Robinson did go to Incarnate Word.
Oh,
but
what?
10 Mike. Years, but 10 years ago.
How about that?
He got his master's at Incarnate Word.
Okay. I know for a fact he was a naval.
I knew that too.
That's why he's the admiral.
But for whatever reason, that name popped into my head.
Incarnate
and it was,
Word.
Yeah.
Huh?
Look at Mike coming in with hot in your face.
What is
facts?
Incarnate? What are they? Like, is Incarnate Word like what, the thesaurus is? Like, what the hell is that? And where is it?
It's in Texas.
In Texas? All right. Well, probably, it was San Antonio.
It's in, right? San Antonio.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense.
Incarnate means invested with flesh or bodily nature and form, especially with human nature and form.
Okay.
So it's a
religious school.
Yeah, right? It's a God thing.
The bread of God, Jesus, is bread.
What was I telling you?
Something
before
about the Pac-12.
We were so rudely interrupted.
Five teams got upset. We were talking about how crappy the Pac-12 is.
UCLA, Utah, and Arizona State.
Yeah.
You could argue would be three of the top five teams in the league.
Yep.
All lost to Mountain West-ish teams.
Yes.
And I say ish because BYU is not in the Mountain West.
Well, and we thought, but they're essentially...
But they beat Arizona State.
They're essentially, and they're now 3-0 against the Pac-12. Including the two teams that we thought were contenders, right? The two kind of sexy picks outside of UCLA in the South were Utah and UCLA.
What is happening? Well, who's winning? What is occurring?
Well,
explain it.
Utah's now lost 2 weeks in a row to this. And yeah. Arizona State, did you see any of that?
I saw some of it. Yeah, I actually did catch a little
bit.
Because that
one I actually taped.
Because I had money on that.
Yeah, I actually taped and went back and watched. Arizona State didn't want to win the game.
Yeah.
They actively tried
in the first half
to lose that game.
I don't know who was on the call, but the announcers early on in that game were like, "Oh man, Arizona State's push. They should win this game."
Yes.
Like I think one of them was saying, "Like there's blowout potential here."
They were better than BYU,
and then I fell asleep, and I wake up. And I'll be damned, they lost by 10.
Yeah, 16 penalties, multiple turnovers. The unbelievable play where the BYU running back came through and stripped the guy of the ball. It was one of the best plays you'll ever see, but Arizona State just, you can't win. And BYU is not a great team, but they're not bad.
They're the new Iowa.
And when
they don't make mistakes.
And when you play that way against a quality team, you're not going to win. And then the Fresno State game, look, I'll give Fresno State credit. Fresno State's good.
So they beat UCLA.
They put Oregon on their heels, and they battled with UCLA. But still,
wow.
I'll go to my grave saying that UCLA had no business losing that game.
Did they blow it, too?
They did blow it. They absolutely choked that thing away.
What'd they do?
Choked it away. They allowed Fresno State to – their secondary They had two drives down the stretch where they just let Fresno State, including one, I think it was 56 seconds somewhere in there with one timeout. They let him go 70 plus yards. And I know Haener played well, but
how about a little credit for Jake Haener and Fresno State?
Again, I'll give credit. Fresno State put Oregon on the brink.
Come on, man.
But there's UCLA played better than Oregon did in their game against Fresno State, and yet they found a way to lose. They had no business giving up either one of those touchdowns. All you have to do is make tackles inside the not let Fresno State get out of bounds, and they couldn't do it. Hey, it's like they forgot to guard the boundaries.
So Jake Haener is now good?
Yes.
Okay, why was he not good at Washington? Or was he?
I don't,
'cause now I saw Trent Dilfer raving about him today.
Look, To be fair, I haven't seen him play other than Oregon and UCLA.
He threw for 455.
Shredded him.
On UCLA.
Shredded him.
What?
And that's a good UCLA defense, or at least we thought it was a good UCLA defense.
God.
Yeah. They had no business losing that game.
Well, Fresno's good.
Yes. Fresno State is good. We could be sitting here with one play going the other way. We could be sitting here right now talking about Fresno State having beat Oregon and UCLA, which I still think are by far the two best teams in the Pac-12.
College football playoff for Fresno.
It is so funky. And you are just, thank the lucky football gods that Oregon managed to pull their head out and make a few plays down the stretch. Otherwise, you know, maybe even if you beat Ohio State, you still got that big fat Fresno State loss staring you in the face, but you found a way to do it. And now Oregon looks to be the one team holding up the Pac-12 outside of Oregon, which I don't care what they did against Fresno State's first game, survive in advance, the Ohio State win. And I don't care that Ohio State hasn't looked great and they made a change of who's calling their defense. And so now you're already getting some of the national pundits that are trying to crap over the Ohio State win, whatever. Oregon, that's still, in my opinion, the best win of the college football season. Outside of Oregon, I do not think right now that I can say that there is a quality team in the Pac-12. This may change.
Well, UCLA's quality.
It may grow and evolve.
Come on.
I can't say it right now. You just lost to Fresno State.
What about USC? They could get it together. Early.
I said I'm open to the idea that teams can get better and grow and that
UCLA
can.
But right now there's only one.
There's one. It's Oregon.
Well, there's only one ranked team, although UCLA, I think, may still.
They're 24.
They're hanging in there?
Yeah, they're hanging in.
But Oregon's third, and that's it.
Yep.
And rightly so. I have more.
It's not pretty.
I have another Pac-12 futility stat for you.
Okay.
Next. Mm. On the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
There was one good thing about Pac-12 football this weekend. Well, Oregon won.
Oregon State?
Yeah, they won.
Shut up, baby.
Idaho sucked. What was the score?
42-0, I'm not mistaken.
Well, I'm still pissed about the Purdue game.
That one does sting because, you know, that easily could have gone their way, and I think had you made the quarterback switch earlier, I do think you're sitting undefeated right now, but the way the Pac-12 sits right now, I like Oregon State's chances to get to a bowl game. I mean, I do. I like the way their defense has played all year long. I think the offense obviously now has found a quarterback. I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibility that Oregon State ends up being a seven plus win team, considering what's in front of them.
Chance Nolan makes that team so much better.
Yeah, night and day difference.
Seven plus wins?
Well, look, you look at all of a sudden – SC, although, you know, we'll see what happens with them. They looked ugly early and ended up blowing them out. Washington right now, Washington State, Utah, Cal, Colorado. Every one of those teams that you're looking at, I think at the start of the season, you kind of looked at and were like, boy, I don't know.
Yeah, but
you know, I think there's a lot of coin flip games in there.
Yeah, but you know as well as I that, you know, teams will get to, there will be a handful of those that will get it together.
Sure. But I think Oregon State can be one of those teams. Look, I'm not saying
I feel like Oregon State right now is more together than a lot of those teams we mentioned.
Right, but all I'm saying is it's early. And they blew that Purdue game. I just don't have any faith in them. Like, so their next game's at USC.
At USC.
And then they play at Washington State. They play Utah at home, at Cal, at Colorado, at Oregon.
You got Washington in there. So it's USC, no, Washington, Washington State.
I was just giving you a lot of their games have tough road games. Yep. I don't know how they get to 7 wins because I just don't have any faith in them to, I mean, I think they've got the bones and the makings of getting better, but having watched them against Purdue, I'm still just bitter that they'll just blow it.
They're like
Arizona State. They'll blow it.
They let that one get away. All I'm saying is I think that if you're an Oregon State fan, even though the Purdue game got away, obviously the goal is to get to a bowl game. And I think the way the Pac-12 is shaking out right now, I totally get why Beaver fan is looking at it and saying, why not us? Washington looks dreadful. Washington State looks dreadful. Cal does not look good. Colorado just got pasted. Although, you know, Colorado hung around for the first 2 weeks, but look, and Utah, by the way, is coming off back-to-back losses against BYU and San Diego State. And the weird thing about that is we always blame the quarterback. They got their asses whipped up front by BYU and San Diego State. And that is not a Utah football
team. Wasn't this supposed to be their best?
They were supposed to be. Every year, right? Team? They are a physical team. And yes, this was
They had the Baylor transfer.
Yeah. Right?
And he sucks. I read something today. They were talking about benching his ass.
Yes, but up front, they aren't good. They are not physical. So, you know,
they'll be there in the end. So will USC. Oregon will not go away, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the same. We know how this goes. We've seen this before.
Just
to bury and I know you're not doing that. I'm just saying, don't bury anyone yet. We haven't even gotten into conference play, for heaven's sakes.
That's why. I'm not burying anyone. I'm just saying, if I'm an Oregon State fan, I'm way more optimistic the way I look right now as far as getting to a bowl game versus what my competition is doing.
Yeah, it's a crappy league. Now, I have more futility statistics for you. From the Pac-12.
Is this about Colorado, I hope?
Colorado.
Yes.
The Buffs.
The Buffs. Who maybe we were, like, after that close game against A&M, people were like, oh, well, you know, maybe there's something. Wrong.
Well, people. Who are people? That was Texas A&M's quarterback got hurt.
Yes.
That's why they were in that game. Colorado set the Pac-12 record this weekend.
Yep.
With 20 straight drives without a point.
Yep. They were two.
Do I need to count from 0 to 20?
1, 2, 3,
so that
4,
you get the.
5.
Get the.
I don't even know how that's possible, to be honest with you.
20 straight drives, no
one,
points.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That break. Okay, this is the best part of this stat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that breaks the previous record, which was set by Washington last week.
Because they had what, Montana and then into Michigan.
They went 19 straight drives without points.
Hold my beer. Did you see their yards?
Who?
Colorado.
I did because that one I had some money on too. Yeah. They ended up with 80 yards or something.
No, I'm sorry. Cause remember in college football, we count negative yards, 63 yards. Mm. They had 63 yards.
That's hard to win.
The two drives at the end for Fresno State to come back against UCLA were both 70 plus yard drives. It was like 75 and 74 yard drives. In like 4 minutes and change. Colorado the entire game, 63 total yards.
Tough to win when you don't move the ball.
I can't fathom 63 yards. I can't wrap my head around.
Well, if you think about the A&M game too, they had 3 points for a majority of that game, right?
Yes.
Did they finish with 3 points in that game?
No, they beat them 10-7.
Yeah.
They scored late.
It was really, really ugly in that game offensively too. So
they had negative 19 yards rushing.
Yeah, so Minnesota had 441 yards and the Buffs had 63. You think old PJ Flex pissed, they only won 30-0? He's like, what is this crap?
They sit back and be like, guys, we held them to 63 yards. Really, we should be putting up more.
Two turnovers.
Yes.
Colorado had two turnovers.
They only scored 7 points against A&M, but at least they had 260 yards.
That's crazy. Well,
that's
anyway.
Just, that's the whole thing is just an abomination.
Okay, one more thing. Who's worse, Pac-12 or ACC? We'll get to that next, followed by Stockwatch and In the News on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.